We are on the air. How's everybody doing?
Are we on the air?
We are now on the air.
There it goes.
This is the House of Cuckoos.
Hello.
Coffee edition.
Somebody cut us off there.
That was the janitor tripped over a wire.
The janitor did it.
He did it.
Is there any music playing?
Yeah.
Oh. Now I hear it.
Be nice is in the background. We are great. How are we doing this morning? We doing good? Are you doing good? Is everybody there doing good? I see Urban Hippie and Antonio Luciferi are out there too. Oh, that's us.
That's right.
We got somebody from elsewhere.
Nice.
It doesn't tell us where this elsewhere person is, but we see there's somebody else. Maybe they're on Twitter. Maybe they're on Facebook listening to us. That is the truth. That is the truth. Well, we felt like doing another live broadcast, Sunday morning edition. We're probably going to do them every Saturday or most every other Saturday.
Something or whenever the heck we feel like it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do one at night. You know, at night,
well, yeah.
If we do them at night.
If we aren't doing our own.
Exactly.
Now that we're addicted to this.
What I was thinking about doing, and you said so too, like a few nights throughout the week, we could repeat old pre-recorded songs. And then
You tune in occasionally so you don't have to press play anywhere. Just come listen here. We'll post the link. You press play.
Yes.
Which I guess is the same as going to our website and listening to them. But you know what? You have the fun of just listening on this little radio gadget thing.
Yes. And then what you would do is we would tell you when we were going to be on throughout the week and what episode is going to be playing. It could be episode 3. It could be episode 25. It could be episode 13. It could be episode 52. Or it could be a skit episode. Just a collage or a collection of skits.
Or just the enjoyable love sounds of one of us hooking up with a lovely lady and we'll just hit record and you all hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Noises. Oh, boy.
Know.
Oh, ooh. Girl. Oh, lovely.
Ooh. No. It's best to do it at night. Hide your shame. I try to hide my shame late at night when nobody's watching.
Do you have any coffee yet?
Who's drinking coffee with us here? Anybody drinking coffee? Hey, Peter Bicuss has now joined.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us, Peter.
We got to get
glad to have you.
Hand. A coffee. Now, Dr. Antonio wouldn't let us play the Frank Sinatra coffee song, which we'll sneak in eventually. But because
We're going to sneak it in. But
we said when we reuse this, we can always cut it out.
Yeah.
But this episode, because these episodes are going to be sporadically live, but this is just the live radio hour. You'll have to catch it on a whim. We're only going to keep them posted for like a week after. After that, that's it. So rare collectors are going to have to really keep an eye and a way of finding a recording of it.
Was that a clap or my night shame? That was my night shame.
A clap, like the down below clap?
Yes, the clap. Clapidio. I shame every
Clapidio.
Night. I don't have no cameras on, though. Maybe I could go to Chatterbait and, you know, get paid to do that. Yes, Valium does count as coffee. That's just as good. That's just as good there, Peter.
Coffee. It's a reverse coffee.
Hey, it makes you feel good, right? The reverse coffee. It doesn't get you... I don't know. I never had that. I've never tried that. Coffee, you know, gets you jittery. Valium, I guess, would ease you out. I've never had the lovely experience of trying that. Maybe one day I'll go to my doctor and be like, hey, now, I need
Valium.
Some...
Valium? You never tried Valium?
No.
You're wild living?
No. I've tried Seroquel. Ativan's.
Now we're talking medically, or you did this part
medically. I've gotten prescriptions for these.
Medically.
Inverted coffee, yes. It's inverted coffee. And yes, Chatterbait is funny there. I was thinking about making some extra money that way. But not today. I'll save that for another day. So, here we are again.
Are we singing in the background?
That's the background, buddy.
We're hearing our voices
in the
background.
That's the background music you're hearing.
Who's playing?
That's the House of Cuckoos playing. Right now in the background is Big Toe Joe.
So
the background music.
People hear our voices in every angle.
Yes.
Is that confusing? Is that why most people, DJs and podcasters, talk over other music?
That's possible.
Might I know? Oh, Big Toe Joe.
So you can hear Big Toe Joe in the background. If you listen real quietly, we hear Big Toe Joe.
Big Toe Joe. He ran around, he ran the town. Big Toe Joe. Big Toe Joe. Don't dare call
it's
him
true.
Clown.
It is true. It's in your mind, hippie. Your internal monologue is loud. First sign of insanity. That's what...
I answered him.
Yes. Well, before. You answered him before.
I know, because I
have
knew
a prequel
what he was going to say.
You knew what he was going to say.
It's a prequel.
It's a prequel finger. See?
I knew it before he would say it, so I gave him the finger before.
His internal monologue is precognitive.
It's the index finger, not the other finger. Waha.
Yes, haha.
Ha-ha.
Ah, ha-ha. Ha-ha. So we got two people from elsewhere. They're probably listening on Twitter or
Facebook. Do you think
Facebook?
They have coffee? Because this is coffee talk.
Yes, this is coffee time. This is the coffee
sponsored
hour.
Sponsored by your Aswex Coffee.
Aswex brand coffee. Woo! Makes the hair on your toe knuckles curl. I'll tell you that much.
You have hair on your chinny chin chin as well.
I need to shave. I do.
For
I need to
reason?
Shave.
No one sees. I look you're like a radio face guy.
Dirty bum.
That's what radio face is for. You ever see these DJs and stuff?
Yeah, I got radio face.
Then
Twatter.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah, somebody could be on Twatter at this
we
moment.
We are, yeah. We have it linked on Twatter.
Ah, come listen to House of Cuckoos here in Elsewhere. Khajiit has good radio for you, no?
He does, really. Do you have a picture of Khajiit?
I have a picture of Khajiit in my computer.
I don't think you can post pictures.
No, we can't post pictures on this, no. Maybe I'll post it elsewhere. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Huh?
I used to be a good radio host until I took an arrow to the knee, but now I'm here.
And I used to be a radio host before I signed up for this crap.
We do have a collection of skits coming up later in the show. We do have a couple musical guests.
We have more coffee.
Yes, we have lots more coffee. The musical guests have been featured on previous shows that are pre-recorded monthly show, but we're going to play them again because they're always good songs. I hear crackling like a fire.
I know, I'm rubbing a bag in front of the microphone for sound effects.
Is that a bag you're rubbing or is that your midnight shame?
No. I'll put it back in the pants.
Well, we're going to have to cut to a commercial now and we'll be right back after that commercial.
Commercial.
Sit back and enjoy. Don't cough all over me.
Are you a fan of home-style Amish cooking? Well, come on down to Amish Buffet in the heart of Middlefield, Ohio. Amish Buffet serves the greatest cuisine in Amish cooking, just like the Amish used to make.
I'm John Yoder. If you come down to my feeding place, we'll make sure it's what you want to put in your face. Come down to Amish Buffet. Come to Amish Buffet. Eat here at Amish Buffet. Home-style cooking is yours.
You don't want to hear the live music?
We'll do live music next time when we're in Urban Hippie's music room. Sometimes he lets me in his music room.
Well, yeah, you have.
Other times he won't let me in his music room, but I won't let him into my video game room. He can't come into my arcade. No, he's got the music room. I got the arcade.
There's more bigger things at hand that you know they need your opinion on, like how should they drink their coffee.
I would say drink your coffee hot to get the best flavor.
With your mouth.
Hot in your mouth. But no, it's hot. Don't put it between your legs.
Unless you're driving and you're really cold down there. That's usually where it's kept. But then you bump and splash. Thankfully, all the cars have those splashes.
You burn yourself.
Because you could sue them.
You could sue you could sue Aswax for burning yourself. Because you didn't know how hot the coffee was, even though coffee, it says hot.
America,
unless you ask
yes,
for iced coffee.
You can sue McDonald's for coffee burning your lap.
You can sue any
if you go
restaurant.
Onto your Facebook and publicly complain about McDonald's and call them the worst thing on the book.
They could sue you.
Yes. So
for slander, you know, defamation,
everybody has
libel.
It's free speech to sue here.
Nice innuendos there. Music room, game room, let me in. Which one do you want to join? Which room you want to participate in? Both of them?
We have to address the rest of the audience as who you're talking to as well. When you do
that was Mick. Mick said that was nice innuendos there.
Mick, where's Mick?
Mick?
He's on the chat right now.
He's on the chat, yeah.
We have a chat screen open that Dr. Antonio's reviewing.
Those people who are elsewhere that don't know who
responded.
The people
who don't know, yes, are in Mixler.
In Mixler, there's a chat room
option
that
here.
We could sit and chat with you. But if you're listening
on Facebook or Twitter,
we won't know if you're chatting. You can chat and respond.
In other words, if you can't keep up with Dr. Antonio, you're too bad.
Talk
about Mr. Mick and our other friends that are tuning in. And
we will. I'll communicate who I'm talking to.
Poyta and Mike. Is that derogatory to try to do an Australian accent? Or are they offended?
Well, if you do a terrible Australian accent, like if you do a bad French accent.
Well, I can do a bad American accent. Terrific.
Very
you look
terrific,
great.
Sir. Welcome to America. I like doing this type of American voice. I'm going to wave my flag because I'm American.
University. I sit on a bench.
Good day. Good day.
Good eye.
Good eye.
Let's put our toes inside some mud right now.
Gotta join here to chat here, etc. That's Peter. Our accents are terrible anyways. Actually, I like the Australian accent.
Oh, yeah, Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, well, she's New Zealander.
Well.
She's a Kiwi.
Can we just talk about Kylie Minogue anyway?
Fucking straight cunt. Fucking.
How about Bjork?
Bjork?
She's Icelandic. Australian. You didn't know that?
She's secretly Australian, yeah. Bjork?
Just from her toes.
Just her toes are Australian. But the rest of Bjork's body is Icelander?
According. Yeah, but not according
to... Well, she wasn't born in Iceland. Not according to...
Sigur Rós.
Sigur Rós. No, she wasn't born there.
How did he say it when you saw the interview with Sigur Rós? Did he lean into the microphone and just blatantly say that Bjork's not from here?
Yeah, he's like, she's not from here. Bjork is not from Iceland. She's not Icelander. She wasn't born in Iceland.
Now
not at all.
That's a good Icelandic accent.
Have you
ever known anyone Icelandic other than Bjork? I have not.
Just listening to people on TV.
And our indie movies we watch.
Yeah, indie films, you know. Hey, Peter says he'll claim Bjork. Bjork is good. I like Bjork's music. And I'm sure she would appreciate that.
And she's...
I bought it.
I interviewed her, and that's
you
what
bought,
she told me.
What? You bought my Icelandic accent there,
you bought... Mick? Is that a microphone on your headphones?
Yes.
But that's not connected, is it?
No.
No.
This is for the phone.
That's for when you're talking on the
That's
phone.
When I'm on the telly.
When you act all serious like those guys telly. At work. Hold on. They put their finger up and they have a headset and they walk around going, excuse me, whoa, I gotta take this call, buddy, hang on. And they don't let you leave, but they look down past your arm while they start talking to somebody.
Exactly.
Hi. Yeah, I got that. I got the report. Yeah. Okay, sure. Hold on. Oh, no. And they put their finger up to you. No, don't leave yet. Wait.
Hold on.
Told Sally about that.
I gotta go to the bathroom, sir.
Doctor Antonio, just stay. I just gotta talk to you about that job.
Sir,
just hang on one more.
Can I?
Yeah. You're busting my balls here.
Could
okay.
You take the call. And...
All right. We want to know for the office party. What do you want in your pizza?
Mushrooms and pepperoni.
Oh, hang on. I gotta take this call. Don't leave.
Hold on. Wait. I'll just write it down and yeah, stuff like that with people on there.
Who wants to go to work today?
Bjork for Skyrim! Yes. I think Bjork would probably play a Nord.
In Skyrim?
Yes.
Or in...
In Elder Scrolls.
Skyrim. Not the TV show on HBO.
No, that's Game of Thrones. That's Game
could
of Thrones. Yes.
Be in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, you know, so... When I tend to want to do a certain...
Answer the question!
Hey.
It's the coffee.
It's the coffee, see? That's what the coffee does to him. But...
You can't handle the coffee.
When... I tend to do a certain or want to do a certain accent. I go listen to something. Like if I want to do a Australian accent, I'll go listen to Eric Bana or Eric Bana and do his Poyta.
His Poyta character. Beach Boys.
Who?
Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys for an Australian accent?
Yeah.
They're Californian.
Well, because when I put it on and I drive through like you
wish
know,
we all could be California girl
around downtown Cleveland.
Yeah, that's Californian accent.
Throw stuff at
like
me.
Surfer dude, eh? Yeah. Gnarly, man, gnarly. Yeah, we're
but
all
that's how
this
I
is coffee.
Mine.
Poyta. In Game of Gnomes. Was Poyta in the Game of Gnomes?
Oh, we still have to watch it. Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, Ricky. Yes.
With the original Poyta, what's his name?
Eric Bana.
Eric Bana, yeah.
We watched, that special correspondence with Ricky Gervais and Eric Bana.
See if we identify
the Bee Gees. Yes, Mick. I could do the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
I can tell by the way he walks. He's a ladies man.
No, the early Bee Gees.
The early Bee Gees.
When they were still Australian.
Oh, when they were...
yeah, before they were disco. Because they came from the land of disco.
Yes.
Once they did stay in
So Hawaii. They were Australian with Australian accents. And
oh,
then,
yeah, and they had nice
and then they started
song.
Doing...
They were very pop.
Disco music, and they came up with the disco accent.
The Bee Gees influenced David Bowie when he was younger. That's how long the Bee Gees have
wow,
been around.
Wow, I didn't know the Bee Gees
only
were
here in America, we only know them from the Hairspray era.
I just know the disco era Bee Gees, because that was just blasted on the radio when we were kids.
And I sing it high. Gonna get down on my knees. Gonna bust my nuts so I can sing it high. And it's all right. Get down. I don't have all the words,
we're probably annoying
hey,
people.
Lots of
That's
coke,
what the coffee does to you.
Lots of coke in the 70s. Doing a lot of
Tons
coke.
Of coffee.
Stay in the coke. Stay in the coke.
And the coke. I actually have Pepsi. I don't drink coke.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a Pepsi guy. If I'm going to consume some... soda.
Sugared liquid. Made
sugared
of
liquid
processes.
Made of chemicals and fossil fuel.
Fossil fates.
Petrol. I like petrol in my Pepsi. It gets me going in the morning. That It's the coffee in you. But speaking about mornings, even though it's you know, almost noon here in Cleveland, Ohio, we're gonna go to a musical guest here. The song is called "Morning, Morning." István Megyesi. It's a hard name to pronounce. I hope I didn't. Petrolsi? Yes, Pepsi, and petrol is Petrolsi. I drink that at least twice a day, some Petrolsi. But right now, let's jump to that musical guest and listen to some "Morning, Morning." Everybody's having fun. Up to the gills in morning pills. Be a good country song.
Yeah, not the last song.
No, the last song was István Megyesi with "Morning, Morning." Yes, he was a Cleveland.
He is a Cleveland.
He's a Clevelander.
He's still with us, yeah.
He's still here in Cleveland.
Living, I imagine, yeah.
And he has good music.
He has been featured on here.
He's had we featured two or three songs of his?
Yeah. Okay. Playing on social media while we should be.
Periscope. One day we are gonna also tandem Periscope Mixler, so you can watch us.
Yes,
and
once we're more dressed for it.
Yeah, well, shaved, so I don't have the radio face. I'm
and
gonna
maybe have
the,
an outfit on,
the camera
glasses,
face,
the whole look.
I'll wear my flesh colored bodysuit.
Right, that he got from Smurfball.
Smurfball gave me his extra flesh colored bodysuit. So you'd never know if I'm sitting in the buff.
He ran
blue steel.
The ball.
Okay, I would show you my blue steel right now, but you can't see it through the microphone. But I'm doing it. I'm doing the blue steel. Can you feel the blue steel through the radio?
Why don't you share what the idea of a Smurf Ball, who at the time was a little heftier fella, how he wanted to run through the mall.
Yes.
From one end of the mall to the other in a pink bodysuit that would match his flesh tone. Complete with just tennis shoes, I believe.
Just tennis shoes and a flesh-colored bodysuit.
I think just walking through the mall would have been funny as it is.
Yeah, but then the security guards would have apprehended him. That's all
yeah,
I did was running.
The problem with being a little, you know, it's hard to run. Even if you're a fit person, it's hard to run through an entire mall.
That's why you yell, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, running, excuse me. People will stop and look.
If you're in a body
power walk in a flesh-colored bodysuit through the mall.
Flesh-colored bodysuit, and stuff some socks down there or up there, depending on which way you're going.
That'd be great.
And just enhance yourself and take a run and see what people notice. It would be great. Did you take the acid this morning like I gave you?
Did I take the acid?
Yeah.
I used the LSD toothpaste. I used the LSD toothpaste.
It's the coffee acid.
That's what I did. The LSD toothpaste by Axe Wask. Ooh, I didn't even say their name right. Too much coffee.
They're going to get
me stammering. LSD toothpaste by Ass Wax. Keeps me going every morning. Makes my teeth white. And my eyes melt.
Every morning.
He's trying to do his little Eddie Vedder.
Oh, I didn't think Eddie Vedder.
I don't know what you were doing. It sounded like Eddie Vedder. Joni Mitchell. Whoa, what is that? Look at that. Mick says, three bitches and a guy who looks like Jesus. That's your audience. Well.
That's weird. Type something else.
Peter looks like he...
That's on mine, too.
Yeah, that's. I'm trying to figure out what Peter wrote.
That's brilliant.
It
LSD,
is.
He wrote.
Oh, sweet, it works.
It did. That's brilliant.
Yes, that looks like I'm on LSD looking at that.
It showed up on all the chat parts. One of our people chatting on Mixlr has just done something neat in his post and extended a post.
He glitched
across.
It. He glitched it.
And it looks trippy as heck.
It does. It looks cool. LSD.
Motherfucker.
Man, if I could get my hands on some more LSD toothpaste, I'd have a great, great year. There it is. What does this say? Chaos. I could read it. It says chaos. Peter, I could see the chaos. It's the Matrix is breaking down all around us. He's cracked the code. Yes, he has. He has. He's about to hack into the Matrix now and rewrite reality, Peter is.
Finally.
It's about time.
About time, yeah, right.
Hurry up, Peter. Rewrite reality in such a way that everybody enjoys it. And then remove, like, Trump. Can you remove Trump in the Matrix? Can you redo him?
Well, I mean...
Mick wants to be made a dragon.
A dragon?
There we go. Can we crack the code?
Uh-oh.
He's speaking in code. Follow the white rabbit. Follow the
white
rabbit.
We have a white rabbit to follow. On top of trying to get laundry done today. Thanks.
Feed your head.
That's just a lot to take in.
Feed your head.
It's just too much to take in. Feed your head. And now I have to make sure that laundry's done. I feed my head.
Laundry's broken. I broke the laundry.
Why?
Because I was going to do something and I completely forgot what I was going to do. I had a head trip. I'm late. For a very important date.
For a very important date.
For a very important
date.
He's the white rabbit. 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 He's the white rabbit.
It makes no sense to me.
For Skyrim.
And you want to share this to the world. I'm not singing for the world.
There, I remember what I wanted to do.
It's getting
so I could chat. Also, because we have the chat capability here for those people who do not use Mixlr, but listening to us through Twitter or Facebook.
Do what?
So I could chat. So I need to go into my phone to prolong the chat capability. Yeah, people are like, why? What are they talking about here? Well,
what are you talking about? Talk about something topical.
Topical, like... Not only are we going to do live House of Cuckoos broadcasts, but as we mentioned yesterday, separately, the Urban Hippie and I will do our own separate broadcasts on our own Mixlr.
Well, what do the cuckoos think of the state of the world right now?
The cuckoos thinks the state of the world is really cuckoo, beyond cuckoo.
Is there any solutions we can give them in a happy way?
Stay cuckoo.
That's it?
Yeah.
And a good cuckoo, not the bad cuckoo?
Stop you want to go the good cuckoo.
Up. Right. Stop
yes.
hurting all that crap.
And all None of the bad cuckoo. You want to go the good cuckoo.
That's right. Good cuckoos are good cuckoos.
I'll try. Uh-oh.
Pizza's here.
Pizza.
And coffee.
I think Peter is trying to rewrite reality here and remove some unfavorables.
Who's the unfairable?
Imagine if we vomited out of our eyes.
How about new?
Yeah. I don't know, Mick. I don't know if I would want to vomit out of my eyes.
Have you ever tried to vomit? Have you ever puked so much?
I think that'd be really, really, really weird.
You haven't puked so hard when you never drank that much or anything?
Oh, I've drank.
It's coming through.
Oh, my. The amount I would drink back in the day, wine, where it's all purple geyser coming out of my throat.
Well, yeah. Then there was just the liquor.
Oh, the liquor. The whiskey and the Puerto Rican rum. Oh, that was rough.
It's good stuff there. You kept some of that rum in your bedroom, I remember.
Oh, yeah, but that was Jamaican. That was Jamaican rum. That burned. That was terrible, the Jamaican rum.
We would do a shot of that and then go out.
It wasn't as smooth as the Puerto Rican rum, the Jamaican rum. So if you ever buy rum, don't buy the Jamaican rum. That stuff is like drinking razor blades and turpentine.
Some people like that.
It hurt going down.
Oh, my.
And it hurt coming up. Go for the Puerto Rican rum. It's smoother, better taste. Doesn't taste like turpentine that was shat out of an elephant's ass.
Have you had turpentine shat out of an elephant's ass?
No comment.
Oh, no!
No comment! I will not
comment
answer
that
question.
With a comment.
No.
Can you...
Now I have a picture too. Yes, Peter, we see a picture. It's small for us on this end.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. She's saying a lot of things. Hysteria has set in this room. It has. That's what too much coffee does for you. Way too much coffee will create hysteria. And when you add some alcohol to that coffee...
Right. Forget it.
Hey, Freddy. That's my bad... That's my bad Barney impersonation. But you know, right now, what we're going to do for you, so you don't have to listen to us... Whoa, I'm sorry.
That's a guy getting in the door.
We are going to shut up. We're going to jump to a skit now.
It's a fan.
All right, Mr. Fan. Irish
like
it up
skits.
A little bit, yes. I wish I had some Irish cream right now there, lads. Wish I had some Irish cream there. That was a good Barney. Trying to do Barney. I'm glad you appreciated it.
Irish the coffee up.
There you go. We spiced it up a little bit, Irish spices. But right now, we're going to jump to a skit. So you don't have to hear us banter anymore. So please enjoy this skit.
My grandmother in two.
I'm a werewolf.
You just sat in our boiled stew.
I'm a werewolf.
On the Werewolf Show, featuring Sam the Werewolf. What new adventures and mischief will he get into tonight? Let's watch on this Halloween special right now.
It was a tragic night for me. I was with the love of my life, my wife, who we've been married for 33 years. And I didn't know on this Halloween that I would not be seen by her, because I mistakenly put her eyes on the table and I now can't find them. I asked her to help, but she has no eyes to look for her eyes. Now it's Halloween, we can't go to the party. I can't show off my new bolts in my neck, and now I can't find her eyes so that we can go. What should I do?
Hey, these were nice little marshmallow balls I found here.
Who is that at the door?
It's me, Sam the Werewolf. Frankie, baby.
Oh, you cheated my wife's eyeballs.
What? Oh, those were marshmallow balls.
Why would you eat what's on the floor?
I'm a dog, buddy. I'm a werewolf. Come on, sniff it around.
Stop, that's tickles. That's weird. You're my friend. Stop it.
Ah, come on. I'm in beast form. I'm kind of a giant cuddly puppy. Give me a hug.
You just ate Margie's eyes.
Well, I'll pass through. I just swallowed them whole. I really didn't eat them. Oh, worry not. I'll pass them soon.
What a sight she might see.
Hey, maybe she can tell me why I have acid reflux.
Where are my eyes, dear husband? Hi, Sam.
Hey, Margie.
I'm afraid our friend has eaten your eyes.
What?
I thought it was Halloween candy. Marshmallow balls.
Why would you eat what's on the floor?
I'm a werewolf. I was in dog form, sniffing around, you know.
Don't do this! Oh, no!
I'll see you on Saturday.
Huh? Yeah, well, she takes me for a walk every Saturday when my mom can't.
What? You've been walking him, and I'm fighting for your eyes inside of his digestive tract. You have been seeing the wolf. Literally, no!
Oh, it's not what you think. She just takes me for a walk once a week.
He swallowed my eyes and my soul.
No, not the werewolf. There go my bolts.
Oh. He's gonna blow. Run!
Oh, no. Self-destruct. Get out. That's one gory mess. I'm kind of hungry, though.
You're seriously licking up all that? That's it. Forget about it.
I'm a werewolf!
It's the House of Cuckoos Radio Show!
Where's the tomato soup I want some right now?
Wait your turn, sir. I was here first. Where's your turn?
Let me cut in front of you, Stan.
That's just you. Where's your
let
turn?
Me go in front of you, Stan. Come on, Ivan.
Where have you been?
I was caught up in a dumpster race.
You just show up after 4 or 5 months, think you could cut back in line.
I'm coming back in because I'm hungry.
Fine. You can have your spot back.
Thank you. This is Mitchie. Hello. Jules, let me cut in front of you, man. Let me cut in front of you.
Who is this bloke think he is here? Who is he think he is here?
It's Mitchie. Let me through. I need to get me some soup,
you
too.
You glass-eyed bastard. You think you can come back round here and cut front line again?
Look over there. I think I'll see him. Oh, there he goes.
You bastard. He's eating the cutter. Watch out for the cutter.
No cutter line, sir. What are you doing there? Cut over there.
I'll cut over here because I want me some soup. Because I'm on a mission. I have to get back to Washington, D.C.
What do you have in Washington, D.C. going on anyways?
Oh, I'm going to go in secret covets and spy on all you bums.
This bloke here, he thinks he's on something. You've been
smoking
something.
You're a tinfoil hat wearing one, aren't you?
Look at him. He's got tinfoil boots on, too. And a tinfoil. Look at this, man.
That's where they're from. I can hear him telling me over there. I'm going to disappear, but I need tomato soup to fuel me. Car.
He's crazy.
Can I get in on? Give me two plates of soup.
Give him two plates. Give him two plates and get him out of here.
All right, there you go.
I want to see you again for another 4 months, all right?
Can I have two plastic spoons, please?
All right, give him two plastic. Here's four. Don't come back around for another plastic.
Thank you. All right, everybody.
What do you think we are? Soup kitchen or something? We could just give out free stuff, eh?
We are a soup kitchen, you bastard.
All right, I've got two soups right here. Who wants one first? Give me a pack of cigarettes or some weed. Somebody.
No, you can't do that. Hey, that's your bribing.
I've got two packs of cigarettes. Here's your soup. Ah!
Mitchie wanted cigarettes again.
Give him a loosey. Just give him a loosey. It's only worth a loosey. I've had the tomato soup. It's not good. It's not good.
Wait, look.
What, over there?
All the tomato soup's gone.
He did a swindled biggle. He took the cigarettes and the tomato soup. Bastard.
The day that forgot Mitchie. There was a day that forgot Mitchie. But Mitchie would not be forgotten, for that day may have been forgotten, but it was never forgotten, for it was remembered by Mitchie, for he lived it. Even though the day forgot, it was Mitchie, but that was it. It wasn't forgotten by him. Maybe. I forgot what he was talking about.
Tune in next time for the further adventures of Mitchie.
Huh? Pretty God damn it!
Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Hey, who do you think you are, anyway?
Yes, it came from outer space.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What was it?
There's something behind this. Something we don't understand.
Where did it come from? It came from outer space.
Something we don't understand.
We don't understand.
We don't understand.
We
something don't we don't understand.
Welcome back from that little skit and musical interlude. The song you just heard, as some of you may already know, was the Purple Johnson blip situation with, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. Because it's aliens!
What episode was that on our
show? Ooh, I don't remember. I don't have the archive in my head like before. But before that song was Mitchie and the Soup. Good old Mitchie. One day he may arrive here on the show live and have something to say to you and take a few of our cigarettes, a couple rolls of toilet paper. And before Mitchie was The Monster Show. Sam the Werewolf. It's one of the greatest sitcoms ever. The Monster Show.
That's right.
That's right. And it was edited by none other than the urban hippie Bronnie Cat right over here. It's my left.
All the cuckoos help us edit each other.
Yes, well, we do, but that one was particularly edited by urban hippie, and he did a great job making it sound like a 1960s sitcom. He was able to harness that era of comedy.
It's still time for my coffee.
I envisioned Dick Van Dyke's in that scene, too. Just sitting there. Oh, time for some coffee?
You can't play it, but I'm going to kind of play it.
Hey, drink your coffee. Right now's the coffee time. Drink up.
And in America,
coffee.
It's National Ice Cream Day while we drink coffee. Cleveland.
Thing, 60s radio. Yes, yes.
Man, I was trying to go for 1971. All right, so screw you all. You can't appreciate where the real sitcoms are from. You're all too young. Remember.
There was 60s.
I was going for 71, and you guys say...
In particular, 1971, but yet...
1960 sounding.
It was 1960.
You're going to give me credit, and then you're going to insult. That's
true. Drink some more coffee.
I was going for a Bob Newhart thing.
Bob Newhart. So close! Yes, it was, Peter. I was negative 26, Mick said. In the 60s or 71? 1971, he was negative 26.
I hope not in his... necessarily, because the way you really started as a sandwich...
Hello, we're doing another interview today, and my special guest today is Raymond Raynon in the studio today as we broadcast for the House of Cuckoos here for them and their trite strange things, but Raymond Raynon is here.
Hello.
And he is a specialist in rhetoric spitting. It turns out anytime someone speaks rhetoric, you spit, is that correct?
Yes, I quite do. And this is a something I've been doing for the last, I would say, 32 years, 33, coming about.
And is this in reaction to support for the rhetoric being spoken, or is this against the rhetoric being spoken, a rhetoric spitter?
This is in conjunction to the rhetoric being spat.
How so, and in what way does it make you feel as strange as you do when you make a face when you say that word?
Well, what it is, when it's talked about, spitting in conjunction with rhetoric,
yes.
When you are an inclination to have an affirmation of an agreement,
spitting.
The rhetoric is thus spat upon by an advocate of rhetoric spitting.
So you do engage in a festivitiveness of spitting, which isn't so crude because it's an Oxford
practice.
Because we know you're respectable in the field.
Many fraternities in Oxford, they practice this rhetoric spitting. There is a rhetoric spitting debate club.
And what do they debate? How do they? Is it sloppy?
It can get very messy. There are two janitors on hand at all time during a school meet of rhetoric, debate, and spitting.
So can you give us an example of rhetoric that you would spit at?
Well, here, why don't you give me some rhetoric and I will spit, because that's what I do.
Right.
I'm a rhetoric spitter, so thus I must
this
spit.
This is a great country for everything it supports. We all unite as one, and together we will be. Blimey, you had a bloody hat right on me.
See?
You didn't say, you didn't express that you'd spit on people. It's a bit rude, don't you think, Mr. Raynon?
It's in conjunction with the rhetoric. You understood what you had upon your show, and you took into yourself to accept it. Or else I wouldn't be here today to, spit on your rhetoric.
This is absurd. This is strange. What am I supposed to do? Where's the towel?
Here, the producer's handing us a towel at the moment.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, yes, we did ask for it, and that's it. Now, I believe you actually do have a degree. Well, excuse me, not degree, but you are a professor of tabiology. You study tables, the whole history and the makeup of tables.
Yes,
and
that
this
is
just the profession. You just happen to be in charge of the side club of rhetoric spitting.
Yes, that is just a pastime.
And we understand that, even though this is the main situation here. Does this come through when you're teaching in your class? Do you spit on people who use rhetoric outside of
sometimes
the circumstances?
I forget myself. It's really odd because there are sometimes I forget myself in class, and when someone with the rhetoric, someone comes forth with the rhetoric, and instinctively reflexively I spit when I hear their rhetoric. Then I must realize, but they understand because I tell them the first day of class, I am Professor Ray Nunn of Tabology, and I am also the lead chairperson.
Now, is there somebody that studies chairs that you work with?
There is!
I know somebody that studies chairs. We've had an interview, as we all know from before. And this has been consistent, even though this is about rhetoric spitting. Does anybody spit rhetoric on tables?
Nah, I'm sure there's a little schism or a faction out there that they practice such things, but I'm not aware of them. I have never experienced rhetoric table spitting.
It would be quite an interesting thing.
It would be. I think I would endeavor to see such an act.
I mean, there could even be a stage performance.
If there is anyone out there who would elicit such behavior. I would feast my eyes upon such a
I hear you're trying to put a play together.
Yes, Roderick Spitters. Yes,
what
play.
Will it be called?
We have a couple working titles. We have Your Mother Was a Spitter.
That's very straight to the point, yes.
It is. Because where did I learn my rhetoric spitting? From my mother.
What's your other title?
The other working title I had was...
You can share that.
How to Spit in Under 10 Minutes or Less.
Wow, this sounds almost like a book you would be selling. But as a play, I guess that would sell in the modern times the way it is.
It would.
Because we spit
would.
Rhetoric out at such a quick pace.
My colleague, he did suggest a couple himself, but I'm not sure.
What were one of his ideas?
One of his ideas was, I'd like a spit and tomato sandwich. And it just...
It doesn't sound like have the ring to it.
It didn't grasp
It sounds
me.
More crude.
It does.
Lowbrow and gross.
Very lowbrow, and I'm not
Our
about
Our cameraman,
lowbrow.
Though, is laughing about it. Why we have a cameraman in a radio studio, I don't know.
Because this is for...
House of Cuckoos has
this
sent
is
us
for BBCE Broadcasting Channel 72.
Yes, the House of whatever they are. Cuckoos, yes, I see my paper.
Well, I think... Read the little script in front of
we
you.
Have it here, yes, we're reading it here. We don't need to be insulted anymore. We don't need to be in peppered or anything else. The whole thing is...
Now, back to the rhetoric spitting. Like, our number has grown nearly tenfold in the past 52 years.
Right. And that's quite a lot of people spitting rhetoric back and forth at
It's
each
a
other.
Growing sport.
Yes. Is there any irony in a collection of people spitting irony? Spitting rhetoric? Spitting?
That is for the other department of ironic flatulating.
This isn't with Oxford, right? This is with the Warwick or with...
No, this is with Crampton University.
Crampton University.
Yes, it's really a
all the
crude
ladies
place.
Are, yes. All the ladies are moving.
No, there is no irony in our rhetoric. And if we do so ever find a hint of irony in your rhetoric, we do not spit.
Well, we do have some tapes of you here. Let's play this one for a minute. Now, what happened here in this instant that got recorded here? You seem to have hit a student? Is that what happened there? And then you spit on him, and then you kept kicking him. Was this anything incriminating? Was this just something, simply a mistake? Or is this, what is the result of the spitting?
That was part of the lesson, actually. That was part of the lesson. He did sign the release form at the beginning of the semester.
Oh, I see. So you do cover yourself well.
Yes. It is part of the intense training that one must continue to speak rhetoric as abuse is doled out. That is part of the training. That you spit on him twice, and then you did kick him. You did proceed to keep kicking him. That's part of the training. That's how you make a strong spitter.
Did he stay in your class?
Yes, he did. And he came back for my interval course.
How to hack it. That was lovely, how to hack it. And we won't go into that one. Perhaps at another time.
Yes, 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 yes. But, a little bit about, the tabology here, discovery.
And we'll do it rather short. Our time is running out in this interview. But go ahead with our tabology, please, because we are interested and we will have you back on.
We have, found out through diligent research and arduous work that tables have been known to migrate west for the winter.
By how far in a room?
I would say about, a meter and a half migration with, table migration in the winter.
This is a history of tables, right? Even since before in Plato's ideas of the forms.
The forms of the table, the tableness. And the presence of the table. Descartes, he even wrote a metaphysical dissertation on whether or not tables are.
And are they, or is that still your ongoing research?
Well, we've come to the conclusion
that... Without bringing up rhetoric, of course.
The structure and presence of the table is indeed real, but the composition and the form for which it takes is determined based upon the relative status of the person buying the table. It's not always determined what form the table will take shape in a person's home.
Tables are wonderful.
Yes.
Rhetoric spitting is quite strange, but I believe it'll be uniquely wonderful. I don't know if I'll participate, but Raymond Raynon has been here. Been here today. Sorry about that. Somebody almost spilled coffee on you.
Didn't know there were Native Americans here in Britain.
They're everywhere. Indigenous people. This is our drumming circle that's been here before. Until we have our theme song kick in, which will be. But we'd like to thank you. This is another interview done, again, brought to you by the wonderful Ass Wax Company, in which we do still support their tartar sauce and every other type thing. And we would also like to thank the BBC for letting us use their name, even though they don't know we used it. And for everything else in between that we
BBC,
wanted to.
CCE.
And we want to say which one the BBC is. And we'd like to thank the listener who's been out there supporting us and everything we've been doing. We'd also like to thank our underwriter, who is that local bar that's always next to you, and also our scriptwriter, who would also want to be a college professor but couldn't make it. And our producer today was a guest appearance from another radio show, who was a guest speaker on the Big Ideas show somewhere up in Canada at their university. And we'd also like to thank the Foundation for Nuclear Arms Support, the Foundation for Elder People Who Are About to Die in the Name of Goodwill and Charity Support Foundation for the McNeils, and the Smith Foundation for all that it gives to everybody named Smith. Again, my guest was Raymond Raynon, and you can find him at his website, raymondraynon.com. And now,
.uk,
we will go back to your scheduled program that you were enjoying.
That was a BBCCE Channel 14 telecast in conjunction with the House of Cuckoo's delightful appearance on their podcast. Thank you.
How come y'all talk funny?
Time alert! Time alert!
9 minutes left in the show.
Under 10 minutes. 9:45.
Plus, if we play our little end theme.
Well, we're going to play our end theme. We always play our end theme.
It's National Ice Cream Day here in the States. Are you going to get ice cream today or eat to celebrate it?
I don't think I'm going to leave my apartment. It's going to be hot.
That's a reason for National
Ice Cream
Day.
It's going to be hot. It's like going to be like 88 Fahrenheit or 31 Celsius.
Are you trying to impress the Europeans and Australians?
Well, we do have other people from around the world listening, so I try to give them the...
Celsius?
Yeah.
You're going to give the weather report.
Weather report. So it's going to be a muggy 31 Celsius today. Oh,
muggy.
88 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's why it's National for the Ice Cream Day.
I'm not going to... Actually, as soon as we're done here, I'm putting the AC back on.
But then you're going to have some ice cream.
I'll have it delivered.
You got ice cream delivery here?
Turtle delivery.
Turtle in the heat. Turtle ice cream.
Turtle delivery. It takes them forever to get the ice cream here, but by the time it comes here, it's milk.
So you just drink it?
I just drink the ice cream.
Do you re-ice your ice cream that's melted?
I re-ice my ice cream. So Peter says he was negative 10 in 1971.
Yeah, but we're talking about ice cream.
Well, yeah, I'm just commenting and relaying the message there. Will I re-ice my ice cream once I get it? I just may as well turn it into a milkshake once the turtle delivery brings it.
What if it's hot?
Taint wax. Yes, we're going to use some taint wax for 31 degrees Celsius here. By ass wax, taint wax. Keep that taint cool and fresh when it's that hot.
Especially if it's pierced.
Pierced taint. There are some people who have their gooch pierced. There's a lot of gooch piercings out there.
That's for men and women.
Store and gash.
Why are you saying that?
Store and gash.
Our listeners don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So Peter says it's 8.3 Celsius in Australia right now because it is their winter. So that's probably somewhere around 40 some degrees Fahrenheit.
Where are you seeing these people?
What?
You're talking about these people.
I'm listening. Chat. Here in the Mixler chat. Here, when you use Mixler, there's
Dr.
a little...
Dr. Antonio is loving the chat. He has seen you as
yes. So there's three people that are elsewhere who are not in
but in the Mixler chat. He's responding to them without you guys knowing when it's coming
from. I'm saying...
As a listener, it's funny because it sounds like you're saying this stuff out of nowhere. We're talking about ice cream. You go, it's 3.3 degrees Celsius.
Well, I am, but I'm saying who's saying it.
Who said that?
That was...
No, who said what you just said right now?
Peter.
No, what you said out of your own mouth is what you said.
What I said.
When did you say what you just said right now?
Just a little minute ago.
What you said before.
Seconds back.
So what are you saying now?
Well, I'm saying what I want to say because it's coming out of my head.
Are you still talking?
I'm always talking. It's me. Those people who know me know I'm a talker. Come on, Urban. You know I'm a talker.
That's why we have a talk show.
Exactly. So for those three people who are elsewhere, not on Mixler, we have a chat here in the Mixler department. So we could sit and chat with people.
They're not chatting.
Text each other back and forth.
We scared the chatters off by my sense.
Yeah, because you're chatterbaiting. Stop chatterbaiting.
Well, I'm not.
I guess I'm the one who's chatterbaiting.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. If you're excited over the chats.
Stop chatterblocking me.
Yeah,
he's a chatterblocker.
I'm not trying to chatterblock you.
He's chatterblocking. Anyway, how dare you chatterblock me?
I'm going to do it.
Oh, it's not here yet.
Couples
counseling via radio show, says Mick. Yes, we can counsel a couple of people. Who needs counseling?
I think he means us.
Oh, we need counseling. My ears dropping.
Well, you got to get your ears happening.
Yes.
If they perk them up a little bit, like a kitty cat, you know, and then you just.
My ears dropping. He's hearing us. He's ears dropping on us. He can hear us. You know,
yeah. Like,
That's why Mick said we need couples counseling. I thought he wanted us to counsel a couple of people, but I guess we are the couple of people that need counsel.
Maybe that was a red herring.
See, this is what all this coffee
does. Threw you off. You think that's what you're being attacked for? You're not being attacked.
I'm being attacked.
You're being massaged from the fingers up.
Massaged
from the fingers down.
From the nose up.
All right.
I'm going to get a massage from the nose up.
A nostril flare.
Those are expensive.
Doc, I have a nostril flaring.
Uh-oh. I got a couple more sips of coffee left, so you know we're getting close to the end of the show. World's most expensive coffee by ass wax.
How is your enjoying that your Starbucks refusal lately? Because their prices went up again.
Oh, man.
Starbucks. Are you actually going to live without Starbucks for the rest of the...
Well, I'm going to...
Are you boycotting?
I'm going to treat it as a treat. Instead of going like once a week, you know, I'm going to go like once in a great while, once a month, once
pumpkin
every couple months.
That'll bend you.
I know, the pumpkin spice does it to me every time. Damn it.
Until you're sick of the pumpkin spice.
And I'll go back to my Quad Venti Raspberry White Mocha, the Super Sugar, but I get that half pumps when I go.
That helps a little
bit. Yeah, take the sugar down. Or I can go back to my original drink. Do you know what my original drink was?
Didn't we have a song about it?
Yes, we did.
It's in quad venti cap. Yeah.
It was a quad venti hazelnut wet cappuccino. What? Quad venti hazelnut wet cappuccino.
What?
That was my drink of choice back in the day.
Hard stuff back then.
Ah, Peter says he lives on freeze-dried instant Nescafe.
Nescafe.
As long as it has caffeine, it doesn't matter how you get your coffee. It has to be caffeinated. No decaffeinated coffee. That's an insult to coffee drinkers.
That's right.
How could you drink decaffeinated coffee?
Well, double scoop of decaffeinated means it should be extra decaffeinated.
Extra decaffeination.
So if I put two scoops of decaffeinated coffee into the coffee maker, it should be even less caffeine in it than what's going in one scoop, right?
Yes, I think that's how the math would work. So one scoop of decaffeinated coffee is just decaffeinated. Two scoops of decaffeinated coffee is extra decaffeinated, right? I think that's how the math works, right? No? Pretty yeah? Sure. No?
No,
yeah,
that
no,
is it, yeah.
No? No? No?
But it doesn't work the other way.
Frugal farts, fascinatingly fascist.
Who? No, we're not telling
Frugal farts, fascinatingly fascist.
Nobody's demanding that you frugally fart.
Peter says 3 to 4 fascism. Spoons in a little bit of water, then fill up the rest with milk.
Oh, he's
there you go. You add more milk.
Honey or semen or what?
What?
You mean two scoops of what? Coffee?
Two scoops of coffee.
Oh, Nescafe. Well,
three to four spoons.
Nescafe.
With a little bit of water.
He's talking about instant
then
coffee,
fill the rest up with milk.
Not,
I think that's a good plan. I'm going to have to try that.
Coffee.
I'm going to have to try that.
You, people who drink instant coffee, you said they're like impure and their souls are a little
I said decaffeinated.
Decaffeinated instant coffee.
Decaffeinated.
The soul
people. Add skull and skull it down in one go. Oof. There you go. So you're jacked.
If I prefer not the skull, can I femur it? Can I femur it in one go, or does it have to be skulled down?
A tibula.
Or can we tibula the drink in one go? If we're going to drink a Nescafe with milk,
Nescafe. Dip your dong in a can of coffee. You're jacked, says Mick.
Canned coffee.
My God.
Oh so gosh. Well, let's finish this canned coffee.
We got 2 minutes to go.
They're counting us down to kick us out of our own
counting
show.
Down. We have now 8 listeners, 4 people elsewhere. You've just joined us at the end of the show.
Yeah,
don't worry.
We'll repost here.
Don't worry. We'll repost, right?
A brief running of we'll get at least a week on each episode.
So you can listen to yesterday's show.
And then we'll still listen to our regular shows. I go to our website.
Yes, we have it. What's the website?
Thehousecuckoos.blogspot.com, at House of Cuckoos on Twitter and House of Cuckoos on Facebook, and at House of Cuckoos on Instagram and all that other crap. We're all over the place. Just type in the House Cuckoos on Google and just touch yourself in the joy of knowing you found our stuff.
Yeah. Well.
Till probably next weekend, but who knows, we might do another pop-up Cuckoos party.
Oh, we're going to have to say goodbye is our
maybe
closing
you'll hear
song.
And we might hear Dr. Antonio's show this week, so pay attention to Dr. Antonio.
It's a
Twitter.
Metal, martial, industrial, dark, ambient music hour.
With a little bit of talk.
I'm not going to be doing much. I'm just going to be telling you what music's heard. But at the end of our show, I want to thank everybody for joining in here. We'll miss you too, Mick. Thank you, Peter.
Listen to our other shows.
Three other people elsewhere, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Join us. Come back next time. We'll keep you posted.
It's starting to go down.
All right. And I can't